Hello, this is Aurora Radio. I am Kishore.
And I'm Sara.
Welcome to Deepanam's monthly podcast. And our guest today is Bhavya, former student of Deepanam, currently pursuing a course in urban designing.
This is the second episode. We are hoping you enjoyed the previous one. So, Bhavya, tell us about yourself.
Hello, thank you so much for inviting me, first of all. Yes, I was a student at Deepanam until 2013 or 14. So it's been 10 years since I've graduated from Deepanam. And I moved to Oroville when I was 8 years old with my family. I was born in Gujarat. And my first landing spot was Deepanam. So yeah, that's where everything started.
Okay.
So how was your experience in Deepanam?
I think from a coming from a city, I was born in Surat. I studied in Surat for the first 7 years of my life. Coming from a city, Deepanam seemed, I'm sure you can relate, like a paradise.
Yeah.
No? Yes. We can run around bare feet. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much to do. And it's such a sense of family and community to begin with. And I think for me, that was really important coming into a new city, new state. I don't know the language, I don't know the people, and Deepanam was really a safe space, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. So, how did Oroville education impact your life?
Ooh, big question. I think it's just, I don't know if I can think of it in such a large sense, but what Oroville education has done for me is, in very basic terms, just open my mind up a little bit and open up how I think about things and how I value things. I think that's one of the things that Deepanam also instilled in me from the beginning, that how do we value our teachers? How do we value our classmates? How do we value the space that we're given? And all these smaller things that I think once you begin with that, then in the future also you start to look at things with a lot more value and perspective. And it's not just that this is my school and this is my home, but everything is my home, and how do we all together build it that way? And I think that's where it starts, and then how it impacts your life is from there, where you take the smaller things, and that's what makes it more important. I think.
Nice.
Yeah. What made you interested in urban designing?
I think it was a tough journey to kind of reach that decision. So after Deepanam, I went to Future School and I graduated, and I was a bit lost, to be honest. So I decided to take 1 year off from everything, no more studies, no more anything. I just wanted to run around barefoot again. So that's what I did. I took a lot of small courses. I thought I was interested in architecture, built environment. So I contacted some people. I talked to Mona, I talked to Lalit, just few members of our community. I talked to Omar, who are into this, and I just asked them that, hey, I'm interested, like, what is this? Can you help me?
Yeah.
And so slowly I learned a little more about architecture, a little more about urban planning. And then I settled on urban design. It's a mix of architecture and planning. It's something that's a little more exciting for me. And that's how I thought that, okay, I've spent 1 year trying to figure out what it is I want to do, where I want to go. And I realized that, yes, urban design might be it.
Nice.
How,
what do you think, when was the time when you actually realized you wanted to, do urban designing?
Yes, so it was by the end of this year of exploring, where actually when I went into it, I didn't really know what urban design was. I just looked up a university, I looked up their website, and there's a few paragraphs there about urban design. But I think what pushed me more towards going to a university was that I wanted a little of a different experience from Oroville. I wanted to meet some different people, some new people.
Yeah.
And more than urban design, for me, it was the experience outside of Oroville that I wanted to have more. And of course, choosing urban design was a decision. It was not like, oh, let me just do anything.
Okay.
It was kind of this this interest in somehow contributing towards what Oroville is trying to do and the township that is trying to become. And during this gap year that I had taken, I thought a lot about what I want to contribute to Oroville.
Okay.
As a youth, as someone who's grown up here, as someone who has seen the city grow in its own way. And for me, it became that, yes, I want to help in the actual growth, the built growth of the city. I want to help make the town. And I think so many of us have this different vision. Like, I saw Arvan's podcast from last time, and she's talking about education, and that is her way of helping make the town, helping make Orville. So I think that was what it was for me, that yes, this is how I want to contribute.
Okay.
And I want to go to university, and I want to have that experience as well.
Wow. That's so interesting.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What do you think you achieved in your gap year? Like, you know?
What I achieved, I think, that's a really good question. I think for me it was, I think I achieved letting go of this stress that sometimes we have, that, oh, I have graduated from here, where do I go, what do I do? All my batchmates are already here, they're doing this, oh my God, oh my God. It became so, scary for me, because I thought I was lost, I thought I was falling behind. And I think in this 1 year, when I just took my time, I cried a lot, I laughed a lot, it was definitely a tough year. But it helped me realize that it's okay, you know, we have our own pace. And everyone wants to do different things, and they do it in their own way. And it helped me kind of understand that I should not be comparing my journey to anyone else. If somebody is in university 5 years before me or 5 years after, somebody's doing something before or after, it doesn't really matter at all. My own brother, he's been in law school since these 10 years, and he's teaching there, and he's doing his own thing. So I think it's just taught me to just let go of the others and focus on myself.
And so I heard that you did fire juggling, and you learned fire juggling, and you actually did a lot of performances, and they were really huge, and they were really nice. So
yes, so interestingly, Arvan was my fire juggling teacher.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. It was, I think, beginning days of Deepanam. We were new here, and we just happened to see Arvan spinning something that looked like a stick. And we asked her what it was, and she said, "Do you want to join us?" And from there, that's history, you know. We started doing classes every Wednesday after Deha Shakti. I still associate Wednesdays to juggling days. And yeah, a few years later, we started performing, and it was a crew. We were a crew of 8 to 10 people, I think. And most of us are still practicing in our own way, still trying to do small performances here and there. But yeah, we would have, I think, one big performance a year, usually in visitor center. And it was just an extension of a family, I would say, because so many of us were from Deepanam, and we knew the others from Deha Shakti. So it was just a mix and match of different families.
Was it scary for you to do fire juggling? Like, it's fire, you know?
You know, it would be, but I think the way that Arvan kind of showed us what fire juggling can mean, and that it's, for us, it's not really a fancy show trick, you know. It's, you need to have so much focus to be playing with an element like fire.
Yeah.
And you need to have so much ability to work with a group, to work with each other, and to have all these different skills. So more than that, oh, it's fire, it was for us just like, hey, we're doing this together. Everyone's liking it, we're liking it. So it was not scary at all, because the environment was so safe and the environment was just so fun.
So it never, so you didn't get any injuries as you were doing?
I think we all have burnt a bit of our hair at one point. And yes, I think no, injuries are part of it. Nothing serious, luckily for any of us, but some burns here or there. Sometimes your clothes have burn holes in there. Sometimes your hair gets a bit singed. But no, like I said, it was always a careful environment. We would always have, you know, water buckets ready, or we were taught, of course, how to deal with an emergency and how to make it all right if something goes wrong. So yeah, it was always safe.
Nice.
We also heard you did frisbee.
Yes, frisbee was another thing that I was introduced to while I was in Deepanam also.
Oh.
And similarly, cycling home one day and I see somebody throwing something and I ask them, what is that? And they're like, it's a frisbee, you want to join us? And that's history.
Oh.
So again, with frisbee, Arvan was part of it, a few others.
Mm-hmm.
And frisbee somehow became a very important part of my life. It was, for me, it was not just a sport. Do you know a little bit about frisbee? Like, it's a mixed gender sport. So, unlike most of the sports we play, the boys and girls were all playing together.
Yeah.
And even more interestingly, there was no age difference. I was 12 playing with Arvan, who was 22, playing with someone else who was 32.
Mm.
And it was just such a mix of people. And I think that was so exciting for me. And Frisbee took me to so many different cities in India through tournaments. And already at that young age, it kind of taught me how to take care of myself.
Oh.
When I'm playing a tournament in Bangalore, I don't have my mom with me. I don't have my dad with me.
Oh,
I need to carry my own things. I need to figure out how much to pay for dinner, how much to pay for lunch.
Wow.
You know, all these smaller things. And I think from there, like, it really pushes you to kind of, okay, how do you take care of yourself?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, so you learned a lot of independence in...
Yes, a lot of independence.
Frisbee tournaments and...
Yeah, and of course it's expensive as well, so...
Mm,
So when I was selected to play for the Indian team, we were supposed to go to London, we were supposed to go to the UK.
Wow.
And at that point, it was so expensive for us, so I tried to fundraise on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I did a PCG proposal, I did a crowdfunding campaign with my other teammates. So even that kind of thing where, you know, usually the finances, they always come from our parents. But through frisbee, I kind of learned also how can I start to support myself. Even if I don't have a job, even if I'm not working, what are the other ways in which we can become more independent?
Wow, frisbee taught you a lot of life lessons.
Yes, definitely.
So what was your first tournament, frisbee tournament like?
My first frisbee tournament was in Auroville.
Oh.
Yes, it was my first tournament. It was called the Auroville Hat Tournament. So hat tournaments are the most fun because you don't come as a team. You come as a player and they literally pick your name out of a hat and they make teams from that.
Wow.
So it's so great because then I was clubbed with players from Chennai, players from Bangalore, players from the US.
Ooh.
It was just such a mixed team, and I was on home turf. I was in Auroville. I could tell my teammates, hey, let's go to this cafe, let's go there. We can flock from here to there. And I think such a great first tournament experience also helped me stay on playing ultimate.
Yeah.
And to have this experience of how diverse a community is. And
so you didn't have, you know, you weren't nervous or...
I was very nervous. And in the first tournament, you know, you play 6-7 matches over 3 days. And I don't think I got a single pass to me. You know, I was just a 2-month-old newbie. And somehow it didn't matter because I was happily running around on the field and happily just meeting everyone.
Mm.
So I was nervous that, wow, this is a big step. And this is something that is so new to me.
Yeah. Mm.
But it was so much fun that I think I forgot about all that nervousness.
Yeah.
So, like, frisbee taught you a lot, man.
Yeah.
Wait, you went to around 70 tournaments, right?
Yes, I mean, I lost count at some point, but I've definitely been to more than 70 tournaments, yes.
It's difficult to, you know, I couldn't ever imagine learning so much from a
sport
or frisbee just as a simple thing.
Yeah, I think at that point, I mean, I'm still learning from frisbee and I'm actually not realizing what I'm learning.
Mm.
I'm sure 10 years later when I'm doing maybe something similar like this, when I'm talking about it, that's when I realize that, oh, I learned this too. So I think at that point, it was not like, oh, let me learn this, let me learn that.
Yeah.
I was just doing whatever it was leading me to do. And then later on, upon reflection, you realize that, oh, actually...
That did help
me. Yeah, that helped me in this way. And it's more of an afterthought and reflection later on rather than in that moment.
Mm. Wow.
So, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Oh, the big question, huh?
Yeah.
I think I see myself nowhere and everywhere at the same time, in the sense that I want to be exploring so many things that if I'm able to predict right now where I'm in 5 years, then I would have failed myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm just about to graduate, and I want to be able to work in different sort of urban design firms. I want to be able to work in different countries. So in the next 5 years, I want to move as much as possible, and I do not want to stagnate anywhere. I think that is, that is the spirit in which I want to live the next 5 years.
What else do you want to explore in urban designing? As in what, maybe countries or anything, like what do you want to see? And
so urban design has a lot to do with how we look at our public spaces, how we look at how people move and behave in public spaces. And I think that's really interesting for us in Oroville, because we have that opportunity to build from scratch, to build something new. And because of that, I want to be able to explore the different kinds of cities that are there in the world, not just in India. So I've been living in Ahmedabad, I've traveled to many cities in India, and the relationship that we have to our streets and our parks in India is very different from, let's say, Europe or even the US. So I think for me it's interesting right now to be able to explore those different cultures and those different perspectives towards public spaces. And that's how I want to kind of move further into urban design.
Wow.
So, if it weren't for urban designing, what do you think you would have done or like chosen as a career?
Oh, I actually, at this point, I don't think of urban design as a career. I don't think I ever thought of it as a career. It was just, it just presented itself to me as a path and as something that really piques my interest. You know, even right now, I don't know if it's, you know, if I want to have this much salary in this job, in this urban design firm. It's not at all like that for me. So I don't think I would think of it as a career, but if not for urban design, I would, I imagine I would have delved further into Frisbee, maybe gone into coaching, maybe working a lot more with the youth. Maybe doing school coaching, something of that sort, I imagine.
So, since you live in a university and you're in Gujarat for your urban designing, so what was it a big change for you to move
like
out
into
of your house and into a university and live alone? And
Yes. I mean, I thought that Frisbee taught me a lot of things, but what it did not teach me is how do I live in a city? You know?
And
I think all of us growing up in Oroville experience that big change whenever we move out, if we move out. And no, definitely the first 2 years, I would say, were extremely tough. Extremely tough, because I was dealing with people that are not really like people in Oroville.
I can relate.
And I was a little, disappointed kind of by how the outside world works in the beginning, but I think that disappointment was just because I did not understand it. So, and of course, living by myself, making my own meals, from the healthy food we get in Solar Kitchen to eating really oily sabzi roti. So it was all these smaller things, and the transition was very, very tough. But I think whenever I would come back for the holidays, you know, I'd meet all the people I admire in Oroville. I'd meet Orvan, I'd meet Smithy. And I just, they'd just be there to help me and be like, hey, you know, why don't you try this? Or it's going to be okay. Or I think that support that Oroville constantly gave me really helped me, like, overcome all the struggles.
So you missed Oroville when you went there?
Oh, I missed it a lot.
I think I can relate a lot to you, because even I came from a city and I'm here. It's just been 1 year in Deepanamed, so I can relate a lot to how the change makes a difference. Yeah. So, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, it was fun knowing you.
And knowing about your frisbee.
Yeah.
You too. Why don't you guys come join us sometime?
Yes.
Sure.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.